welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this last Aspire podcast for the year, for December 29th, 2025, is what this one's all about. And I have saved this particular question for a long, long time. And I told the listener, who is a very kind person in and of himself, his name is Ronald. He doesn't want me to tell you where he lives. He's afraid they're going to come and get him if I do. So he's got a really good sense of humor, and I enjoy him immensely. The question he asks is really just very simple. Why don't I get it? And then he asks, why am I me? These are very, very important questions, more important than most people would ever imagine that they are. They delve into the part of us that we don't really want to get involved in. Why don't you get it? Because you're using a screwdriver to build your house, and that's all you have is a screwdriver. It's not that the screwdriver isn't useful at times, it just isn't the only thing that builds a house. You could also say that you're using a butter knife to cut the lumber and all of that, and it makes it very, very hard. We toil a great deal in our lifetime. We toil in our own futility. And there comes a time, it's really sick about this, but we actually start to like the toiling. We like the futility. We do. And we think that we have nothing else but this futility. And so this becomes the essence of everything that we do. We aren't much interested in changing. We want other people to change for us and make our life whatever it isn't. And for that, dear Ronald, we do live. I have been doing this a long, long time. And I had a friend of mine who was a colleague years ago. And he said, I don't understand why you keep going. It's so futile with humans. And it is. The only thing they're interested in is money, food, health, and sex, and not always in that order. But that's the basis of it. They have very limited and pedestrian ways of living that are only about violence and vengeance and pride. And all of this correlates into a lifestyle that is less than. It is a less than thing. So until you wake up to the point of the futility of the way this is all set up, you have to understand, Ronald, your operating system, the thing that makes you operate, the thing that makes you move, the thing that makes things happen in your life. You have to understand what is your mechanism that makes all this happen. If you see it, it is a tenacious attitude for ignorance. Okay, very tenacious. You are willful. You know that about yourself, and you really don't want much change. Men don't like change. They really don't. A lot of men just live by the status quo of their finances. This one guy said to me recently, you know, I'm only as good as the money I have in the bank, and I put my life where my money is. And that's a very, very tragic thing to do. Very tragic. You have to put your life in the hands of love. And that is very hard when you don't know what love is and you don't care to know what love is. And it doesn't matter to you what love is. All that matters is, are you being loved? Are you dealing with your unrequited by wanting other people who have loneliness and the same unrequited love as you to give you the love that you think will heal your unrequited self? And it won't work. It never does. But you know, that's all people have going for them. When we continue to live in the futility of our mind, of our body, we become stupid. And stupid simply means we're unavailable. I am not available for love. I am not available for something outside the box of my futility. And my operating system is generally in vengeance, pride, and any kind of falderal and fantasies I can come up with about myself. Most people have a fantasy about themselves. To answer your question, why are you me? You are a fantasy in your own mind, and you're a fallacy in your fantasy, and that makes it even worse. And who can talk you out of it? Certainly not Gregory Edward. I don't think anybody can. I remember in India when I would go and sit with my teacher, my master, and people would just tear him apart, you know, to his face. They were, oh, yes, we love you. I believe in you, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't care if you believed in him. He didn't care at all. I don't care either. It's foolish. I'm not here to garner your belief or your affections for me. These same people would go into a darshan where we would be allowed to ask all the questions we wanted. He would answer them in such a precise way that it was almost like a hot knife through butter. And it was real interesting to watch. When they would come back and sit at their seats, they'd sit there and bitch and say, you know, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I can't be that bad. I can't be that wrong. And you could be that wrong, and you are crazy. And that's the thing you've got to begin with, is if you stay with the Ronald, you're going to be crazy. You're going to be narcissistic. You're going to be looking for a narcissistic kind of affection, and you're not going to go forward in love at all. That isn't going to be anything you're much interested in. And if you really understand that and can really perceive the meaning of what I just said, then you will be on a path. But then again, when the ego and the pride and the vanity and the vengeance and the hysteria of being whatever you think you are, Ronald, faces the meaning of your life, you know what's gonna win, and it's going to be the worst part of you. Evil always wins in this world. It is something that is prevalent in the race consciousness, the collective unconscious. It is prevalent in everything, and more so now than ever because of being in the Kali Yuga stage that we are in. With all of this being said, you are up against not only yourself, but everyone else. And you've put yourself into that soup. And it isn't healthy soup. It's the soup of stupidity, vengeance, pride, anger, hostilities, all sorts of things. And these are the things that predicate war and poverty and illness. Praying to a God to take this all away while you remain the same man, the same person, the same me, is it's comical, actually. It's just comical. And there's no possible way for anybody to help you until you are willing to look at yourself and see how you operate, what it is that makes you tick, how you make yourself happen in this world, and that you are a product more of your society than you are of the heart, the real heart. I'm not talking about emotional stuff. I'm talking about the authentic heart. And I don't think that you want to see that, because the only love you know is the one that gratifies you for a small monicum of a moment. And then what happens is you get overtaken, like most people, with the whole idea of the smothering of your life in the indifference of your fears that really are more important to you than love itself. So happy new year to you all. On this 29th day. And I hope in some way this kind of helped you. I don't, you know, I think it's kind of sad that we are the way we are, but we are the way we are. Anyway, thank you for your question, Ron. And if you need anything else, you know you can always call me and be with me. I love you all. Thank you for a beautiful year. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for the honor of you in my life. And please forgive me. Namaste.